This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Alliance Bank presents you The Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Today on The Breakfast Grill, we welcome Chung Chi Leong, the Chief Executive of Chagamas Berhad, or the National Mortgage Corporation. Chi Leong, thank you for coming, first time on The Grill. Now, of course, by way of introduction, the National Mortgage Corporation was set up all those years ago in the 80s to help first-time homeowners get off the ground in terms of financing their first property purchases. Just, if you can, describe the business model for us and how it's evolved over the years.
Well, thank you. Chagamas, as you have mentioned, has been established since 1986 by the central bank together with commercial banks that exist during that time. Now, essentially, Chagamas' main mandate is to promote home ownership among Malaysians as well as to help develop the capital market in Malaysia. Now, what Chagamas do in simplistic form is really we buy housing loans from banks that meet our eligibility criteria, and we will issue bonds or sukuk to fund that purchases. So essentially, in the last 27 years, Chagamas have issued a total of 290 billion ringgit worth of bonds and sukuk. And we have since 2014 embarked on an EMTN program that allow us to issue in foreign currencies as well.
Now, of course, the model is roughly similar to the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae entities in the US, of course, which succumbed to challenges with regard to the subprime mortgage crisis in the late 2000s, since restructured considerably. Now, how does the Chagamas model differ from the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac institutions?
Well, we are very much different in terms of business model and in terms of the risk management aspect. Basically, Chagamas operate on a match-funded basis, meaning when we buy 1 billion ringgit worth of loans for 5 years, we will issue a similar tenor and similar amount bond to fund that purchase. We are always match-funded. So in terms of risk, technically, Chagamas covers its risk front-end, and we do not take on this risk. Essentially, to enhance profitability within the constraint of liquidity, and immunization against market risk sensitivity through duration matching. So essentially what we does is we do not take exceptional risk. Even when we do have foreign currency issuance, we actually match that. We hedge that through a cross-currency swap.
So, of course, unlike those two entities, there is no leverage or any derivative orientations of the underlying instruments. In the execution of your model, though, how has the model changed through the years, if at all?
Well, essentially, Chagamas have purchased loans on a with recourse basis in the initial years, meaning that there's a recourse to the originating financial institutions. But down the road, in the 2004 onwards, Chagamas also purchases loans on a without recourse basis, meaning that the loans will be taken off the balance sheet of the financial institution or the originating institutions, and Chagamas takes on those risks. However, we have in place stringent eligibility criteria and risk management tools that allow us to mitigate some of this risk.
So, in essence, for the layperson, the banks, primarily the banks, would sell you their loans in return for your funding, of course, ultimately through the debt capital markets. Mm-hmm. You have eligibility criteria, which allows you to, in a way, choose the best loans from, the best quality loan books from the banks. Now, why would the banks sell you their best loans when they ostensibly can get the best returns from them by keeping them on their book?
Well, especially for the purchase with recourse model, essentially the banks get to keep those loans on the balance sheet. So Chagamas is merely the beneficial owner. The banks continue to take the credit risk, so they will continue to actually enjoy the interest rate or profit rate received from those loans or home financing. Chagamas merely provides liquidity at a particular pricing, that's all.
Yeah, but only 46% of your outstanding loans are with recourse. So the slight majority or the bare majority, about 54%, are without recourse, which means you actually own the risk and it's been taken off the bank's balance sheets.
Well, essentially, the bulk of that as well are also loans given by the government of Malaysia to their employees, the civil servants. So basically, again, they are loans that were made by the government through the Bahagian Pinjaman Perumahan to their employees at preferential rates, at staff rates. So essentially, those are the loans that are also on Chagama's books on a without recourse basis.
How many percent does this component comprise?
Perhaps about 90%.
So basically, you own 90% of these non-recourse loans on your balance sheet. So government servants, if they default on their property loans, will end up in your lap, right? It's your problem.
Yeah, true. Well, essentially, the loans given by the government of Malaysia to their employees have a salary deduction feature. So essentially, the salary of the employees will be deducted prior to them even receiving their pay. So that is because of that special feature. That's why I think we are able to collect, in most cases, those loans. So it's not an issue at all.
Okay, but as we know, as most recently evidenced by the economic report issued by the central bank, household debt has risen to something like 87 to 88% of GDP, highest it's ever been, and probably the highest in ASEAN, if not more than South Korea. Now, of course, that doesn't leave much headroom for many of these indebted borrowers. By way of solvency. Now, if interest rates were to rise or some circumstances were to change, for example, they lose their jobs or interest rates were to rise or their other costs balloon, then it becomes Chagamasa's problems.
Well, essentially, I think the government of Malaysia, together with the central banks, have taken various measures to ensure the household indebtedness would be level would be reduced. And you see that there are various prudential measures, including the responsible lending guideline that was issued by the central bank, that somewhat encourages banks to evaluate more in terms of the take-home pay, the ability to spend by this individual as well, not just the ability to repay those loans. So I think essentially there are measures being taken, and for us at Chagamas as well, we do not currently also look at purchasing loans like the personal loans or consumer loans because we do not want to fuel further household indebtedness.
Well, the property cooling measures have been introduced and they've been in action since the last couple of years. And clearly, from a loan growth perspective, they have worked. But the household debt quantum seems to increase month by month and year by year. Now, on the other side, as you've seen in Budget 2016, Chi Leong, the government has also taken steps to increase civil servants' pay at several levels, as well as their brim cash infusion payments. All this has to come at a price, though. And with oil prices being where they are, with the oil dividend being where it is and with GST being where it is, do you think this is a risky edifice that might crumble soon?
No, I think basically the government has looked at basically all the sources of funding, and what has been allocated is really essentially based on what they can afford thus far. So I think the GST, as has been mentioned by the government, has been a factor that helped boost in terms of income to the government. And essentially, there are also other scale back in other expenditure, I believe. So with all this in place, I think what has been announced in the budget are perhaps what the government can afford to give to the people at this point in time.
Well, there's been some reductions in certain ministries, but the overall budget has increased from a year ago. Government debt is continuing to be as high as it's ever been. Contingent liabilities continue to rise year by year. We know the central bank has actually been very vocal in its opposition to the government's debt position. So, as an offshoot, as a 20% owner of Chagamas, what's the view in terms of the potential risk to the system from the ongoing debt crisis?
Well, I think essentially measures and actions have been taken by the government, by the central bank, to address all these issues, all the noises that has been around. And I think if you look at the action plans that have been taken to address some of this critical issue at hand, it has been actually quite positive in the sense. In fact, in our recent interaction with some of the top fund managers, they're actually quite happy with the actions that have been taken to address some of these issues. And in fact, they remain confident and buoyant in terms of the Malaysian bond market, for example, and they actually indicated that they would still be interested to actually invest in Malaysia, in Malaysian papers, in Malaysian corporate papers.
That will be something we'll discuss in a few minutes. But for now, looking at the Chagamas management structure, CEOs, you've had seven CEOs in the last 20-odd years of your, or 30-odd years of your existence. CEOs, one to four were from Bank Negara, CEO of five was from within the corporation, which of course is probably another Bank Negara culture person. And of course, you yourself, Chi Leong, are a Bank Negara person. So at least with six out of the last seven CEOs, it's been a Bank Negara culture. Now, as we know, Tan Sri Zeti retires in April from her four terms as central bank governor. What's the sense within the fold, internally, within the Bank Negara, of the ongoing potential risks to the Malaysian financial system?
Well, actually, currently, I represent Chagamas in this area. And basically, we see that the central bank has actually taken actions in terms of managing systemic risks. They have a very robust financial surveillance system in place, and obviously we also have put in place over the years a deposit insurance scheme to also help boost depositors' confidence in the Malaysian financial system. So I think in terms of the financial system itself, I believe that adequate actions have been taken to strengthen them over the years since the last Asian financial crisis. And they are actually in a position of strength currently as compared to then. If you look at the banks that exist today, you look at their capital position itself, as well as the impaired loan level, you will see that basically they are very strong. Also, in terms of the corporate debts, if you see previously in 97-98, a lot of these mid corporations have borrowings from banks. Today, they have gone themselves into the capital market. So the risk is somewhat diversified and spread out as compared to previously.
Chi Leong, now, when you talk about diversifying your funding sources as a result of the volatility of the ringgit currency, which has been the mainstay of your funding source the last 30 years, what has brought it about? Why is the ringgit currency so volatile?
I think when we embark into the foreign currency space or the foreign currency issuance, it is not so much about volatility in ringgit itself. It is actually about volatility in interest rates. In October 2013, when the then chairman of the Fed Reserve, Chairman Bernanke, spoke about tapering, the volatility of the Malaysian government securities rose from 5% to 35%. We had an issuance in November 2013 of about 6.4 billion. We were somewhat priced, we believe, based on the volatility of the market as opposed to the credit strength of Chagamas. This is one of the reasons that prompted us to really embark on this EMTN program in 2014 so that we can actually now have, firstly, a wider investor base. We can try to tap the market for lower cost of funding, but also really to rely, not to solely rely on a single benchmark yield curve for our pricing.
Avowedly, in the wake of the taper tantrum in May 2013, the ringgit was not at 4.4 to the dollar. It was somewhere in the region of 3.1, 3.2. So the volatility can be rightly ascribed to the emerging market volatility at the time. Today, however, Chi Leong, it's a very different matter. And I think the reason why you went overseas for your funding sources in September 2014 was because of the ongoing volatility in the ringgit. Now, in your latest economic report, Central Bank has said that the reason why the ringgit is jumping all over the place and as a result with bond yields is because of small movements by concerned investors, which have caused these swings in the currency. At 4.4 to the dollar and versus fair value estimates of about 3.6 to 3.8 among economists. The root cause of the issue can be ascribed to 1MDB and the debt crisis that has engulfed the country as a result. Surely that has impacted your business model.
No, I think Chagamas continue to be able to transact with financial institutions on the purchase with recourse model particularly. And banks, actually, in the last 4 weeks, Chagamas have actually issued a total of 4 billion ringgit worth of bonds and sukuk. That is about 4 billion out of 17 billion that were issued in the last 4 weeks. So essentially, it does not in any way actually dampen our ability to raise money in the market. There is actually still a lot of liquidity. particularly in the domestic front, we do actually see also foreign investors actually returning to the ringgit space. In fact, in our last Friday issuance that we had, we actually have an investor from UK coming in to also take up a particular amount of our bonds as well. So I have to say that all in all, we see that actually the market is, the bond market particularly has not been truly affected in any way by some of these noises. Of course, in terms of pricing, there could be some expectation of a slightly higher yield, but in terms of liquidity, it is still there.
Well, all risk-reward profiles come at a price, and, you know, citing your UK investor that came in your latest issuance, they came in for the 5-year tenure of that particular issue, and they were priced at 4.3%, which is around about 50 basis points above the typical tenure. In your historical pricing range, you've typically priced your bonds at, you know, between 30 and 50 basis points above the benchmark. Now, this, of course, has been sold to them at the top of the range, which makes it more expensive for you guys. Clearly, this reflects the risk profile.
Well, it's true in that in recent months, basically, the corporate debt yield has actually widened slightly against the Malaysian government securities yield curve. But in essence, we are still it's actually would range from 30 to 60 to 70, depending on actually the tenor of the particular bond or sukuk. But in any case, I think in terms of pricing, if you actually look at it in terms of pricing, it's still not truly too expensive in a sense. And I guess that's where the market is priced currently today.
Chung Chi Leong, the Chief Executive and President of Chaga Mas Berhad, which is the country's national mortgage corporation, with us on The Grill this morning. Chi Leong, do you think the country should take a much harder stance on 1MDB?
Well, I think that is something for the authorities to look at. I think they have taken various actions. They have put in place various investigations. So I guess it is not my purview to basically comment on that. And I think there's been adequate actions, I guess, being taken at this point in time.
Now, of course, in your interactions, in your multiple variations of interactions with investors, of course, you've just come back from the Philippines and discussed with investors there as well. Their main pushback, historically speaking, has been 1MDB. As you say, there has been various prudential measures taken on that front, but the root cause of that entity remains notionally in the same position. Does that remain a concern?
Well, I think what investors are looking for really is stability in the country, stability in the system. As they see today, perhaps there is still stability. And I guess in that front, investors would not be overly worried. As I said, the response for investors to the bonds issued, be it in foreign currency by other corporate issuers, or to our Chaga Mas ringgit papers recently, as well as our foreign currency issuance that we have done this year, the response has actually been very encouraging.
What is their main pushback when you talk to them, Chi Leong?
Well, earlier, I guess they were quite uncertain about things. So when they ask, there is certainty being in place, they see actions being taken, then I guess it is something that would help in terms of boosting back some of their confidence. I think what they didn't want to see is really something that perhaps a lot of ambiguity, a lack of information. So once information are made transparent and once they see that actions are being taken to address some of these issues, I think their confidence would return.
What has happened since then to restore their confidence?
Well, I guess as has been announced, the number of investigations, the restructuring of the companies and all that, like I said, this is really something that's not within my purview.
Chi Leong, investigations are pointless until conclusions are reached and actions are taken to enforce those conclusions. How much does investor sentiment in Malaysia rise or fall in relation to the ongoing investigations into 1MDB? How contingent are they?
I believe it has not that significant impact, actually. Like I said, basically, investors look at the country as a whole, actions that have been taken, the strength of the country, and of course, on the issuer itself. So I guess what you're talking about is you look at the issuers that have gone to the market today. So basically, they are all basically strong names. And the market, the investors are actually looking for good corporate names actually to diversify from some of the issues. There are actually a lot of issues currently coming out of countries like China, and that's it's why basically they are looking at for diversity. So if you have a Malaysian corporate actually going into even the foreign space, even in this challenging time, I believe that there will be demand from investors for the Malaysian papers because of diversity and scarcity in terms of amount that has been issued.
Well, Chi Leong, I mean, Chagamas papers are valued currently at AAA and have been rated at AAA for the longest time. Do you fret that the ongoing grey swans and black swans that have afflicted both the country as well as internationally might affect this rating as a result, perhaps, of a failure in the economy, whether from the government debt book or the civil servant debt book?
Well, Chagamas is rated domestically AAA. We have an A3 rating from Moody's, which is equivalent to Malaysian sovereign rating. Obviously, the corporate rating by Moody's would be dependent upon what is eventually Malaysia's sovereign rating. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if you look at what the international rating agencies, when they look at Malaysia today, they actually feel that they is a much better position. And they actually are confident that basically issues are being resolved the way it should be. So I don't see any impact basically in terms of Chagamas rating. I believe that based on our own strength, we should be able to maintain that AAA rating by RAM and Mark.
You are yourself a central banker, having come from the fold, and the central bank and Tan Sri Izzati has been very vocal in terms of enforcement of 1MDBs, especially foreign currency dealings. Now, of course, she comes to retirement after four terms as the governor of the central bank. Do you fear, Chi Leong, that the culture might change and the stance might change, maybe compromised, if ever there was such a word?
No, I think the governor, Tan Sri Izzati, has done an excellent job in putting in place various infrastructure. They have built a culture of integrity in terms of the staff force within the central bank. And I believe that, as you can see in many other countries as well, the independence of the central bank will need to be restored to actually promote public confidence and financial as well as monetary stability.
Restored from where? At what point has it been compromised?
No, it has. I believe that the central banks has always remained independent in terms of decision making, in terms of the processes, and within the government. So basically, the key is really is how the central bank would respond, and I think they have actually responded quite well in terms of taking actions in terms of within whatever that they can, within their means, and within whatever legal jurisdiction that they are bound by. So I think actions have been taken.
Speaking as a central banker, and lastly, Chi Leong, three names have come up and remain at the top of the list where the succeeding governor might be. One of them is Awang Adek of the UMNO fold. The other one is Abdul Wahid Omar of the private sector fold and Maybank. And the third one is, of course, internally, Muhammad Ibrahim. Which candidate do you think is most likely to fill the void?
Well, I believe all the candidates have their own merits in being selected as the governor. So I will leave that to the, I think the central bank has got a board governance committee in place. I guess they will be evaluating the candidates as the governor has mentioned that the candidate will probably be selected by January. So that is something that I'm probably would see in place, going to take place in the next few months. Yeah.
And all eyes in Malaysia as well as the financial sector, very keen to find out who the successor shall be. Yeah, thank you for spending time with us and very enlightening conversation with you.
Thank you.
That was Chung Chi Leong, the Chief Executive of Chagamas Berhad of the National Mortgage Corporation, BFM 89.9.
The BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by Alliance Bank. Banking made personal. A total banking relationship that rewards you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.